Okay, Chevra. The Gemara tells us that Klei Seuda Amurim Parasha, which means that the Chiyuv of Tevilas Kelim only sets in on something that is called Klei Seuda. And what we have to define today, B'derech Klal, is what exactly does it mean to be Klei Seuda? Does Klei Seuda mean something that's involved in the preparation of the food? Does it have to be involved in the preparation of something that's edible already, right? We're in the process of going from inedible to edible. These are all some of the shilas that we have to address in terms of what's called Klei Seuda. The first Marim Makom in terms of this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Dalet. It says there that a tripod, Sheshofsin Alehem Kedera, Enum to Unos Tevila. Ava Pdiliash. To Unos Tevila, Meshinos Alema Maicho Atmo. The tripod, which is a tripod, right? It supports a pot. So the din is that a tripod does not require Tevila. However, the Pdiliash, apparently that's something that is used and actually touches the food. That's what the Mechaber says. So the Pdiliash does require tevila. Now, what the distinction between the tripod and other things is, seems to be a shtickel machlokes haposkim that might be relevant for some other cases. Va'afareish. The Bir HaGra over here in Sifkatin Yud note that the Rashba says that since we learn Klei Seuda from the Pasuk of Kol Dabar Sheyavo Ba'esh Tavir Ba'esh, Zak the Gra, quoting the Rashba, Ezehu Davar Sheba Ba'esh, that is Tzarech Lahachshiro Ba'esh, Zak Klei Seuda Shebaleya. Masha In Kain Kan De Eno Baleya, like Shtei Kederos Hanogos Zubazu and Simen Sadi Beis. Zak the Gain, that you thought Tevilas Kelim was unconnected to Basar B'chalav, he says, no siree. Right? The reason why a tripod doesn't require Tevila is the halacha is that Bliya does not go mikli l'kli below relative, no? The absorbed flavor does not go from one kli to another with, unless there's some liquid between. So the tripod is perfectly kosher. It's not bilaya anything. You're cooking in the pot. You're not cooking the tripod. So the tripod is perfectly kosher. Consequently, a tripod does not require tevila. That's what the Rashba says. Now, it happens that everyone and their uncle or aunt points out that this Rashba that the Gaon is quoting over here in Sifkatin Yud seems to be a little different than the Rashi in Avodah Zarah Ayin Hey, which is quoted in the Taz Sifkatin Aleph. Remember, the Rashba is learning that Kol Davar Sheyavo Ba'esh means anything that has Bliyas Kelim. If there's absorbed flavor, so therefore it's going to be a problem. If there's no absorbed flavor, it's not a problem. It doesn't require tevila. Rashi, however, writes that Kol Davar Sheyavo Ba'esh means anything that's metakin the food. In other words, Aliba de Rashi, L'cha'ora, it has nothing to do with Bliya. It has to do with the Tikkun HaMaichel. And in the Chokas Binyamin on page Ayin Resh Beis, he points out that this is a Machlekes HaRishayin, between Rashi and the Rashba. According to Rashi, the definition is whatever's metakein the food. L'may Nafkamina. So Nafkamina might be the following idea. Remember when I first got married, so we had a toaster oven, and we wanted to heat up some pizza bagels. One day during Sheva Baruch, we just wanted to eat some pizza bagels in our toaster oven in our apartment. We didn't even have a table yet at that point, actually. We had like a big box in the kitchen, and we were sitting like on the floor, basically. But we had this toaster oven, so we wanted to heat up pizza bagels. So we didn't want to run to the Kelim Mikvah, because, you know, it's all the way down on Bennett Avenue. It was like far away. So we decided, I had this hamtza'ah. Maybe what I could do is I could cover the tray of my toaster oven with tinfoil. And if I cover it with tinfoil, maybe I don't have to toivel the tray. Huh? Good chak, no? You could cover it with tinfoil, and that will obviate the need for tevilas kelim. So that's what we did. And it turned out that that was wrong. It turned out that the pashtus is that covering stuff with tinfoil does not help. If you want to see some Mare Makomos in the Tevilas Kelam book, in Perek Aleph Ha'arazayin, he quotes from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that it does not help. It does not help. And he just says it like as a davar pashut. Keli shederet hashmisho ayidei sakis sheyeshbo kimo kad shemachzikim bo cholav besatio shel nylon, then it doesn't require tevila. In other words, you know in Eretz Yisrael the milk comes in bags. So let's say I have a metal milk bag holder. Do I have to tevil my metal milk bag holder? So Shlomo Zalman says, since the derech is l'hishtamishbo with the sakis nylon, right, plastic we'll talk about in a few minutes, doesn't require tevila, so therefore, since that's the derech, so consequently, you don't need tevila in that case. However, if it's not the derech l'hishtamishbo, my assumption is that most people, when they use toaster ovens, put food on the tray directly. They don't always use tinfoil. Ken Zayin, that if you always use tinfoil, right, it would be okay. No? It would not require tevila. But if it's the type of thing that I'm only putting tinfoil on to obviate the chiyuv of tevila, like what Ezra Schwartz wanted to do during Sheva Brachas, actually I did do, I titled it subsequently, but in that case it won't help according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Comes along the Cholkas Binyamin, and he suggests that perhaps this is totally in the Machlokas Rashi and the Rashba. You see, according to the Rashba, that it's a din of Blias Kalim. So Mimela, the blua won't go from my tinfoil into my tray without any rotav in between. So therefore, I would not need tevila on my tray. But according to Rashi, that it's out the derech of preparing the food, so then one could argue that according to Rashi, it should be a problem. That's what he suggests. Then he comes up with another chap. He says, well, maybe lekuli alma, it's going to be a problem to put the tinfoil on, because he says the tinfoil is not koveya shem la'atzmo. The tinfoil is not koveya shem la'atzmo. He gets this idea of koveya shem la'atzmo from a parish of the Urzarua, who explains the Ramah, the end of Se'if Hei. The Ramah writes at the end of Se'if Hei that the Kisui Kedera requires tevila. A pot cover, a pot lid, requires tevila. No? Why does a pot lid require tevila? Zuck the Gra. Well, we learned here with Asim and Sadi Beis. Because a pot lid, the Gain says, you cover the pot, that's like Nier V'kisa, so the Hevel goes throughout the pot, and it's Ke'ilu, it's touching the food directly, no? But the Arzarua don't say that. The Arzarua suggests that the reason why a pot cover requires tevila is because the pot cover is a chelak of the pot. People call it a pot with a cover, right? It's a chelak of the pot. If that's the pshat, says Reb Binyamin Cohen, so who hadin the tinfoil, right, doesn't have a shema atmo, it's viewed as being like, people say it's like it's a toaster oven, they don't say it's tinfoil, right, it doesn't have a shema atmo, so memela, it's going to not remove the chiyuv tevila. Just the last ta'ara about this point is l'cha'ayra, and Reb Fivehol makes this ha'ara on Reb Binyamin Cohen makes this ha'ara on page Ayin Reish Hey in the Biurim of the Chalkas Binyamin, that maybe this is l'shitasam, because the Arzarua who says it's Keli Echad, the Arzarua happens to learn the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Ches, about Nia V'kisa, like Rashi learns over there, which is that the Mayim is Olam L'mayla. In other words, that there's no such thing as Zeya, right? Like the Mishkan Yankev points out in the Tshuva, that maybe the din of Zeya is non-existent. Remember this, gentlemen? If you don't remember this, you have to start chazering, right? So if the din of Zeya is non-existent, according to Rashi slash Arzarua, So then I can't say that the pot cover has a din of the pot out to the Zeya. Right? And we can't assume that there's bedafka going to be mayim in the pot in an ordinary circumstance. Consequently, he suggests, run, right? Consequently, he suggests that that the gra is l'shitaso, that there's a din of hevel that spreads everything, and the urzaruah is l'shitaso, that he learns the sugya like Rashi. But another nafkamina, perhaps, might be that according to this urzaruah, so by definition, a kisui kedera is the chelak, is the same as the kedera, and by definition, the tinfoil doesn't help. That's what we have in the Chalkas Binyamin Drury. Now you can speak.
Are you going to discuss why aluminum foil wouldn't need tefillah or aluminum tray?
So the aluminum foil l'cha'ira doesn't need tefillah on its own because it's disposable. Now, does disposable mean I don't need tefillah? Right? The aluminum tray is not disposable. The aluminum foil is disposable, correct? So, out disposable, it doesn't need tefillah. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuva, in Igris Moshe Chilak Gimel, Simen Chaf Gimel, is a Tshuva written to Rabbi Elimelech Bluth. He writes that if you look in the Rambam, in the second parak of Kalim, the Rambam tells me that Kalim that are made from Esrog and Dala'as Yaveshim are Tahar, because Iyefsha Sheya'am Du Elazman Mu'at. It can only last for a brief amount of time, and consequently it doesn't have the shame keli. And he quotes a Tosfos in Shabbos and Samach Vav, says the same thing, that a keli can only last a short amount of time, does not have the shame keli. Memela, anything that's disposable, or the poskim say, doesn't have a shame keli. The shaila is, let's say I decide to use it very often. My aluminum pans, b'derech klal, they're disposable. But they're only disposable because, Baruch Hashem, we live in an affluent society. And for us, we can afford to throw out our aluminum pans. L'maisa, an aluminum pan could last weeks, months, years, no? You could probably use the same aluminum pan many times. So does that make it that it's not like a disposable keli? So there are some who suggest a razzle-dazzle chiddush. If you want to see some of the Marim HaKaimis on aluminum pans or in disposable things, here. So the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelakei Simen Lamed Beis, the Igris Moshe that we quoted, there's another Igris Moshe that you can't make kiddush on a disposable cup because it doesn't have a shame keli. Right? I can't make kiddush on a paper cup, Reb Moshe writes. That's an Orechayim Chelak Gimel Simen Lamites. Right? Whatever is disposable, based on the same Tosfos in Shabbos and the Rambam and Perek Beis Kalim, doesn't have a Din Keli. In the Tevilas Kalim book, right? This book is really has everything you ever needed to know about Tevilas Kalim. On page Nun Zayin, he has this discussion. And in the Chelkas Binyamin, in Sif Katan Samach Tes, I believe. Yeah, in Sif Katan Samach Tes, the Chalkas Binyamin basically says that if it's something you throw out right away, so it doesn't require tevila. If it's something that you decide to use a few times, tsarich iyun if it requires tevila. The suffix might be as follows. We could suggest that maybe since the Derech HaOlam is that they throw out their aluminum pans right away, so it doesn't have a din of a keli. When I decide to keep it for many uses, what I'm effectively doing is I am making it a keli myself. Consequently, it is a keli shena'asa al yedei Yisrael. Whew. Is that a good chap, gentlemen? It's a keli shena'asa al yedei Yisrael because I decided to use it. A keli that a Jew makes doesn't require tevila, right? One could suggest that. On the other hand, one could argue, and the Tevilas Kalim book on page Nun Zayin has the opposite svara, that maybe when I decide to use it many times, it's not that I'm making it a keli, but iglay milsalam afreya, that it always was a keli. Mashalma davardom, if I have something like a turkey roaster pan, you know those things? Right? They're made for turkeys, right? That, Not turkeys in the insulting sense, but turkeys in the literal sense, right? It's made that you put a turkey in. And it's pretty thick. It's like a chunk of metal. So those things mustama need tevila because it's a real significant keli. Something that's disposable because it's flimsier doesn't require tevila. Our shaila is about aluminum pans. I remember when I was in Ner Yisrael, so I was in the chabura of this fellow, Big Talmud Chacham. His name is Rabbi Usher Eisenberger. He's like the Dayan in Detroit now. So I remember one time on a Friday, we went into town. I had to do some shopping, so Rabbi Eisenberg dropped me off. And then on the way back, he asks me permission. He says, I have to go to the Kalem Mikvah. I'm like, okay, fine. So I see he's like toivling all of his aluminum pans. I'm like, I never saw this before. What's going on? So he gives me this whole drasha that like it's a suffix, etc. Because right, he's going to be using it many times. I think they say that Rav Schachter toivles his aluminum pans, no? But I think these are things for Yirei Shamayim in general. Most of us don't tovel the kelim. Most of us also dispose them after a one-time use, no? Now, there is a nut. Yeah, Dansgar.
Can you use it a second time on Shabbos?
So, to make something a kli on Shabbos, makir b'patish al yidei machshava, I think we pass in his mutter. Rashi writes on Ayin Hey in Shabbos that the Malacha Makif Hatzah requires some sort of Maisa. That if it just happens Mamela, so that's... I don't think that's a Maisa making a Keli. I don't know. I mean, usually, I think when Maisa were making on that, it is an interesting question. Yeah?
Just the dam being told even those that say you have to tovel it would only say if you're...
Can you speak louder?
Even those that say you have to tovel it would only say if you are going to use it twice, not the fact that some people do use it twice.
Right, so I think whether it's totally on... Rove people, I think, do not use it twice, no? Then there's another shayla that comes up here in Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Ches, about whether we follow Rov Tashmish or we don't follow Rov Tashmish. Right? In other words, the Ramah writes in Sif Ches that if a Yisrael wants to use something, Derech Arai, something that's like a sakin that's made to cut cloth, that's made to cut parchment, and I want to use it for food, Derech Arai, so the Ramah writes, you can't do that without Tevila. Right? In other words, even though Rov Tashmish is that it doesn't require Tevila, the Ramah says that we should be Choshish for the Miut Tashmish, etc. The Pri Chadash disagrees with the Ramah, and the Pri Chadash names on that we always follow Rov Tashmish. Right? Okay, so that sort of answers your question, but it's in terms of applying it l'maisa, it is a little complicated. It's totally not machlokas Ramah and Pri Chadash, yeah.
Also, is this the same discussion about like snapple bottles?
We'll talk about snapple bottles in 5 minutes, or 3 minutes, or whatever. Okay? Good. Now, it happens that there's another big wrinkle here. Yeah, Dansgar.
What's considered using it twice? Let's say I heat it up and then put it back in the fridge. And then
I think that's one use until I'm talking about like people who wash out their disposable pans, wash out their tinfoil pans and use them again. Right? It's considered one usage because when there's food in it, no? That I'm pretty clear on. If you're going to ask me what my raya is, I don't know. Now, again, Reb Moshe's whole raya from that Tosefta and stuff is talking about a keli that will... Remember there used to be the show on TV, Inspector Gadget? And they say that this message will self-destruct, right? So I think Ramosha is talking about Kalim along those lines, that the Kali is going to fall apart after a while. It just can't make it, right? As opposed to something, right? You know, sometimes you can have a Kali that's pretty sturdy, right? So that, again, if you're a purist within Ramosha, a sturdy Kali L'chore does require Tevila. Many people assume that a keli that I will throw out, even if it is sturdy, but omed l'shimush chad pa'ami, and then you throw it out, so it doesn't require any tevila, and that's the way the Chalkas Binyamin paskins here in Sifkat and Samach Tes, which my understanding is it's not an exact read of what Reb Moshe is saying. Reb Moshe is talking about a flimsy keli. Okay. Azoy. But I think Rebbe Yamin Cohen is equating the Minchas Yitzchak with the Igros Moshe. I think they're saying things are slightly different, but that's for advanced Talmud, as we would say. There's another knech over here, which is Azoi. In the back of the Tevilas Kalim book, on page Resh Mem Gimel, there's a tshuva from Hagon Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas Ba'artzos Habris. Right, Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, Reb Yankiv. So Reb Yaakov quotes that the Teferis Yisrael points out from the Gra that there's only six things that are called metal. That's in the Pasuk. Aches HaZohav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Barzel, Bedil, Ofares. That's metal. Aluminum is not one of the six metals that's in the Torah. Consequently, aluminum might not be chayiv in Tevila Kihuzeh. Now, that is obviously not true. It's obviously not true that it's not chayiv in Tevila Kihuzeh, because v'cha'ora for Tevilas Kalim, aluminum is al koponim as chayiv, as glasses. We mentioned yesterday that glass is chayiv in Tevila Midrabanan, right? Because glass shares properties of metal. Right? Again, according to the Gemara, the metallic properties are a little bit different than what they teach you in chemistry, but glass shares properties with metal. Now, aluminum, lamaisa, shares properties with metal. I don't think anyone can deny that one. Right? So, it should be chayiv, lamaisa, midrabanan, at least. It should be chayiv midrabanan. The shaila is it chayiv min haTorah? And the nafgamina would be what we saw in Se'if Tes and Se'if Yudalid in terms of if it's mitsupa with aluminum, right, which is a suffix in mitsupa and aluminum, we pass in. If it's mitsupa bifnim with aluminum, for sure chayiv. Mitsupa bachutz from aluminum, that's a machlekes harishayim. And another nafgamina might be the kids. Can a katan be involved in the tevila of aluminum? If it's derabanan, the answer would be yes, according to Reb Kiva Eger. If it's de'oraisa, the answer would be no. Right? That's all we discussed yesterday. Is a chayiv min ha'toira or is a chayiv midrabanan? So Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, in this tshuva on page Resh Mem Gimel in the Tevilas Kalim books, he writes Azoi, Libi Omerli, that tevilas Kalim is not toloi in Kabbalah's Tumah at all. And he brings a raya. The Gemara Sofa Avodah Zarah says that Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef bought a keli that's made out of Gololei Bakar, a keli that's made out of some refuse of animals. Savar Lahatbila. So the Gemara answers, no, don't tevila it, because Klei Matchis Amurim B'Parasha. Now, Zot Reb Yaakov, the Hava Amin of the Gemara, you're going to be tovel these clay adama. What do you mean? There's no tumah in clay adama. Al koponim says Rabbi Yaakov, we see from the Gemara that tevilas kalim is not toloi in shame, tumah, and tara at all. Tevilas kalim is toloi in a different din. It's like the geirus of the keli has nothing to do with tumah and tahara. And Zakt Reb Yaakov, a raya to this yesod, is the fact that the Rambam quotes Hilchos Tevilas Kelam HaNikchim in HaAkum in Perek Yud Zayin of Machalos Asurois. Were it to be Toloi in Tuma and Tahar of Kelam, it should be in Hilchos Kelam. The fact that it's in Hilchos Machalos Asurois, says Reb Yaakov, is a raya Mechrachas, right? Chaim Soloveitchik always points this out, the best rayas within the Rambam are rayas from the sequence within the Rambam. That's his article about the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos in the back of volume 2 of Collected Writings of Dr. Soloveitchik. Right? The fact is that the Rambam quotes in Macholos Asuros, indicating that it's not a din in Tumah and Tahara. Ad kan Divrei Hagon Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, as such he tainos that it's going to be Chayiv in Tevila min HaTorah. Now, this question as to whether Tevilas Kalim is Toloi in Tuma and Tahara, or it's not Toloi in Tuma and Tahara, is a Dovar Shadanu Bo HaPoskim Ba'arucha Gedola. Reb Kiva Eger in Se'if Aleph has a discussion about the big beer vats. the big beer vats, the problem was that you can't toivel them because there's no mikveh that's big enough. Right? I remember as a kid, I lived in West Orange a bit. So when we used to drive to school on the Route 280 between Elizabeth and West Orange, you know what I'm talking about? So Rheingold Beer Factory used to be there. They had these massive beer vats. These things are like the size of a building. And there's beer, right? It's mamish. This is like a drunkard's heaven, right? They have a beer vat. So Reb Kiva Eger discusses, what do you do with this beer vat? How can you toivel it? So he quotes a tshuva of Mahariza Avi, that the only takana to do is al yidei harama, to give it to a goy b'matana, and then to borrow it from the goy. The din is that a keli that I buy from a goy requires tevila. A keli that I borrow from a goy doesn't require tevila. But then Mahari Milida says, no, maybe this keli doesn't require tevila at all, because this keli is not klei se'uda. The definition of klei se'uda is a keli that you can move from place to place. This you can't move from place to place. Then he tainas, maybe it doesn't require tevila at all, because the din is that a keli gadol that's made of mateches is not nital a malei v'reikon. The Gemara learns that tuma is only subject to those items that I can be metalto malei v'reikon, an item that I can move. Something that's not metalto malei v'reikon is not makabel tuma. Alternatively, others suggest that these big vats are mechubar lekarka, no? And anything that's mechubar lekarka is not makabel tuma. This is all found here in the Reb Kiva Eger. In the Yad Ephraim in Sif Hey, the Yad Ephraim writes that the Minhag HaOlam is that people don't toivel these things because the Iker Tashmish is Be'estra Mechuba LaKarka, and therefore it doesn't require Tevila at all. In the Chelkas Binyamin, in Sif Katin Gimel, he quotes a big Machlaikas Haposkim about this. He quotes that Reb Kiva Eger and the Yad Ephraim. Then he writes, Acherim Kosvu, that no, right, that we are not medame tumas tuma to the dinam of tevilas kalim. Right? This is on Sifkotin Gimel in the Chokas Binyami, quotes a Tshuva Mahari Yassad, Binas Odom, Chsam Seifer, the Archa Shulchan and Sif Lamed Tes has two different deis about this. This is big stuff. So the Svara that Reb Yaakov is saying, that aluminum requires Tevila Min HaTorah, because it's not totally in Tumen Tahara, is really a big Machlokas Harishainim. It's really a big Machlokas HaAcharonim, here on the daf in that Reb Kiva Eger and the Yad Ephraim that we noted, and it's also, in my opinion, a Machlokas Harishonim. Va'afareish et sichati. An Ayin Hayamid Beis, which is the daf of Tevilas Kalim. So the Gemara says that Yetovel Kalim in Mayim Shahanida Tovelas Bo, which is Arba'im Se'ah. Correct Taisus Akasha, but what do you mean? Why do you need Arba'im Se'ah? Min HaTorah, a revius is enough to be tovel machtin v'tzinoros. Min HaTorah, all you need is a revius of mayim to be tovel a needle. Right? So Taisus answers, no. That's true only for Tum and Tahara. But for Tevilas Kalim, you need Arba Imsa'ah. It's clear in the Tosis Di Bar Maschil Mayim that we're not medame Tum and Tahara to Tevilas Kalim. This is also clear in There's also clear in two other Taisusin on the same Amud. In Diba Maso Vehilchasa, the Tosis, right? We have a Shaila about whether we say Hako Holech Acha Hamaimed. Let's say I have something that is not Mekabel Tuma, but it is supported by something that is Mekabel Tuma. Is it Chayiv in Tevila? So Taisus says, yeah, that rule of Hakol Holech Achar HaMayimid is a rule in Tum and Tahara. But there's no din of Hakol Holech Achar HaMayimid by Tevilas Kalim. That's a Tosis right. Dibra Maso Vehilchasa. And then Dibra Maso Magilon Vehein Tahirim. Tosis discusses whether you have to kasher the keli before you toivel it. Do I apply the rule of Tovel Vesheretz Biyado? Right? Ordinarily, if I have Tumah and it's still Tame, I can't toivel the keli while the Tumah's there. Do I assume that I have to kasher the keli and then tovel it? So Tosis writes that you could even be Matbo Bereisha. Because since this Tumah, since the Tevila here has nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara, so therefore the sequence of Hagola and Achar Kach Tevila isn't relevant. Because it's not totally in Tumah and Tahara. It happens on all three Nakudos here. The Mordechai disagrees. Each of these three Tosis in an Ayin Hei on the days, right, this was a shir I gave in Gemara a while back, but each of these three Nakudas, the Mordechai, the last Mordechai in Avodah Zarah, disagrees. The last Mordechai in Avodah Zarah says that, you know what, Min HaTorah, you can be Toivel Kalim in the Reviyas of Mayim. And the Mordechai says that we paskin that you are Holei Chachar HaMayimit. And the Mordechai says, the Mordechai, in this case, he doesn't say it, but he quotes the other day. Tosis doesn't even quote the other day that the sequence is Ma'akev. The Mordechai quotes the other day. Now, that means that the Mordechai is being Medamba, Tumah and Tahara, to Tevilas Kelim, which would be like what Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Yad Ephraim are saying against Rebbe Yankov Kamenetsky. No? This Machlokas Ha'acharonim, L'cha'ora, is Toloi in a gigundus, if there would be such a word, Machlokas HaRishonim, as to whether the Halacha of Tumah and Tahara carries over to the Dinim of Tevilas Kelim. That L'cha'ora is very clear. The most humorous nafgamina over here is as follows. You know, one of the big issues that comes up in Judaism is, do you have to toivel your George Foreman? People know what George Foreman was. He lost to Muhammad Ali, no? But there's a grill called George Foreman. So do you have to toivel your George Foreman grill? The concern is, if I'm going to toivel George Foreman or some of these other electrical kalim, perhaps they'll get ruined in the process, no? So do I toivel it or not? Huge machlokes ha'paiskim. Maybe we'll discuss some of the shitas tomorrow. But la maisa, some of the achronim have the following hamtza'a, and this is found in the Tevilas Kelim book, I believe on page Samach, and on page Reish Ayin Vav. They have the following idea. They say, you know what? Maybe you don't have to toivel an electric keli because you plug it in. Once you plug it in, it's mechubel karka. Anything that's mechubel l'karka doesn't require tevila. Now, Hagoyin Reb Michal Forschlager, who Reb Aaron Cutler said was the greatest gadol ever to set foot in the United States of America, my father remembers that the only person that the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Ruderman was scared of was Reb Michal Forschlager. He used to walk into yeshiva in the Beis Medrash in the morning, and the Rosh Yeshiva would like sit there because he would always come over and he would speak like a million miles a second. So Michal Forschlager in his Torah Michael has an Arichos Gedola, where he says that to be Mechubel Karka, the Mishnayis and Kalim discuss about if you attach it with screws, and many paskin that even attaching with screws is not considered Mechubel Karka. Alachas Kama Vakama, this is not called Mechubel Karka at all. Some say, whoa, but if the Chazon Ish is right, that the issue of electricity is that it's considered Bona. So then, right, when I plug the Kali into the wall, it becomes Mechubel Karka. The Michal Forschlager like said, this is a Hasidish joke. Like, this isn't normative Judaism, right? So Lamaisa is probably not normative Judaism. Lamaisa, probably we need some other Hamtza'a about the electrical Kalim. Maybe tomorrow we'll discuss that. Tomorrow I'd like to maybe discuss some of the practical questions. We didn't get into Snapple bottles, which we have to discuss. I promise you we'll discuss in a few minutes, and I hope you'll be mochel me, but we'll discuss it tomorrow. Okay, chevra, let's go and daven mincha.